Ready to go?
Do what?
Are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh, hello!
What, me?
Oh, hello!
Oh, hello.
Did I throw you off there? Were you expecting me to say more words?
Yeah, of course I was.
I was doing that intentionally just to see how confused it would make you. Oh, hello and welcome to the 316 podcast with me, Zeke, and my brother Graham here. Graham, how's it going?
Oh yeah, not too bad. You're not confusing me.
Jolly good. Oh, I have to apologise about the delay in between episodes. I was not well last week. And right now, I am so high on medication that everything's quite fuzzy, if I'm being honest with you, Graham.
That's alright. It's nothing I'm not used to already.
It can't, like, degrade the podcast any more than it already has been if I'm high on drugs, can it?
It can only make things better.
It certainly can. Speaking of making things better, I've had the Crystal Crow on Twitter giving us some feedback on the show so far.
Oh, okay, cool.
Particularly the last episode, she said she wants more Harriet.
Okay, we can work with that.
Yeah, so I think you're out of a job. We'll replace you with Harriet. And also, the Crystal Crow says she wants more sexual awakenings. Speaking in reference to me revealing who my childhood crush was. Graham, we never got to yours. Who was the first guy you looked at and went, God, he's pretty gorgeous?
Guy?
It's the 21st century. No one's going to judge.
Yeah, but I'm with Harriet.
I know, but somewhere along the way, things got flipped, turned upside down.
Well, it didn't.
Was Harriet your first crush?
No.
Oh, no. We're getting into tempestuous waters here.
Well, no, but it's just true, isn't it? But no.
Let's move on swiftly before I get you into trouble. I did just want to say, before we move on to today's 3 minute and 16 chat about this great topic I've got for us, it's like buses with these podcasts, so there was none last week due to illness, but three have come along at once. I'm guest starring on The Nerds Assemble, Graham.
Yeah, that's cool. I really like those guys.
They're excellent. A really good show. I'll put a link down in the show notes over on the316.podbean.com. And also, I think I've recorded a bit for David Huntsberger, brilliant stand-up comedian in America. We did a little bit for his show, The Space Cave. Again, links below.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. I had a really good fun chatting with him, and I've been a fan of his work for years and years and years, so it was weird having him talk to me, like, on the other side of a conversation. I forgot I was on the show for half the time, because I'm just used to him talking at me while I'm in the bath or going for a run or whatever. So, yeah, anyway, should we get into it? I feel that we've, as usual, waffled long enough.
Talk about guy crushes, but yeah, anyway, right, yeah, go on.
Nah, man, he's cool. You should check him out. Right, so today's topic, you'll like this one. This is by Rabbit Heart.
Oh, okay, awesome. All
yeah,
right.
At Rabbit's Red Heart on Twitter, and he is asking, what makes a good movie?
Oh, killer.
Yeah, isn't it? What, any initial thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I do actually have thoughts on this. You know what makes a good movie?
Mm-hmm.
It not being a new movie. I really feel that movies have just generally gone downhill.
What do you mean, it not being a new movie?
Like, just new movies just don't seem to be as... They're just not that good these days, are they? I mean, I look at, like, loads of horror films and I'm like, oh no, the killer's gonna hit them with a...
Ah, no, mate. No, because the problem here that we're looking at is old movies being new movies. Reboots and sequels and bludgeoning franchises till they're dead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. But at the same time, I just think...
The horror genre is endemic with that, with kind of reboots and rehashes and... Ugh.
There's nothing new to do, though, really.
Oh, that's nonsense. There's plenty new
to
do.
Not like, I don't mean, like, nothing new to do, but I mean, like, you know, there was a time when the options were more open because they hadn't already been explored, but, you know... There are some really good movies out there, and new ones. But
you heard it here first, guys. There are some good movies out there.
No, but I mean, like, they're becoming less and less frequent new movies that are good, aren't they?
There are, because everything's overtaken with comic book adaptations or rehashes of old franchise or nostalgia films. Like, what did they announce the other day? Like, Thundercats is being made, and everyone's really? Lapping it up. Everyone's like, "Oh, this is going to be brilliant." No, it's not. Was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles brilliant? No, it sucked. And Thundercats are going to be exactly the same. You're just buying into it because it's a slice of 80s nostalgia. Wake up. They're just milking you for all it's worth. And they will carry on doing that. There's at the expense of good movies like Her or Deus Ex or Birdman. I've not seen. I've heard it's very, very good. Yeah. You know, the more we rely on like rehashes and stuff like that, Hollywood will always go for the safe buck every single time.
Hang about. BFG. Yeah. That's coming out.
Oh, I meant to ask you, because that was one of your favourite films as a kid. What did you think of the trailer?
Oh,
looks good, doesn't it?
Oh, I can't wait.
It does look good. And with Spielberg at the helm, I think that's going to be a winner.
I can't see it going wrong.
No. And I just want to close off, actually. This leads me on to my final point. I write a lot for a film school in America, and we talk about like the how-tos and technicalities of cinematography and things like that. And you can get into all the eccentricities and technicalities of filmmaking, but I think what it all boils down to is, does the movie have heart? Do you know what I mean? Because it doesn't matter if my phone's going off in the middle of a podcast. It doesn't matter if you if you have got a massive budget, small budget, the best crew in the world, or anything. As long as everyone's putting their heart into it, I think you're a winner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Graham, any final thoughts? We've got 10 seconds to go.
Not really.
All right, head on over to the316.podbean.com. Leave your thoughts on this topic and suggest another one for next time. I've been Zeke. That's been Graham. Cheerio.